And devotees all over the world, they carry the same spirit of giving and sharing and begging and praying, conditioned souls of Krishna Guru. South African National Council, government officials say that we should introduce them. They carry the same need for Roger Kananda for us. And in the management, only exists this spirit. So their role primarily is to facilitate devotees' teaching. Now, they recently commissioned service. This is a very dedicated group of devotees. And they made so much of sacrifice and continuously extend themselves. They're always very vigilant. How to expand to the Prabhupada's movement and how to ensure that the work of the Sankirtan movement facilitates in every effort, every pocket of effort, to ensure that it's advancing. So we should all know them, we should help them, we should serve them, we should support them, we should acknowledge them like we're doing today, and we should appreciate their example of service and charity. That's what the Sankirtan movement is about. So it's my pleasure to introduce you to the South African National Council Executive Committee for the year 2021-2022. So for the first time we have co-chairpersons. His Grace Purvani Prabhu in Devon, and Her Grace Prajavilasmi, who is based in Cape Town. We'd also like to introduce our acting general secretary, Vishwam Bhar Prabhu, who is also based in Cape Town. And as you know, we have three national secretaries, Swarup Damodar Prabhu, who is based in Durban, Prajabasi Prabhu, who is based here in Johannesburg, and Purvani Prabhu, who is the chairman of the National Council, and the National Secretary. We also have three regional secretaries in the country. We have Medavi Kabu in Cape Town, who looks after the Eastern Cape and Western Cape. We have Naam Acharya Kabu, who looks after the huge area of Kalten, and recently appointed his place around Vijay, looking after the case again. Krishnani Kishore Kabu is the National Communications Person for the South African National Council. So devotees, please join me in wishing these devotees all the very best in their service going forward, In particular, the service of the chairperson, both for Banu and Brother Vilasi, they have regular professional jobs, they live outside, they have families, they have pressing family demands. So besides the service as the chairperson of the National Council, you know that Brother Vilasi is the Child Protection Office, Director of the Child Protection Office, and Prabhupada Prabhu is the temple president, the second biggest temple here in South Africa. And he also has a job outside. So these devotees look to us to help and support them, and we're so grateful that they've taken up the leadership. We are blessed to be serving with their care and their guidance. And it's our duty, in terms of what Srila Prabhupada ordered, that we should help with every effort to expand the sanctuary campaign. So I'm very grateful that we have their association. We're looking forward to serving alongside them and with them. As they develop plans to strengthen ISKCON here in South Africa, to expand Srila Prabhupada's movement, to bring some kind of Afrocentric vision. They have an excellent leadership team, and very open to advice, very open to input, suggestions. And if devotees like these, doing such valuable service, their mood is that they are served. We're all servants of the devotees on this call, and devotees are like transcendent shareholders in Lord Nityananda Prabhu's Sankirtan movement. So, we are just here to serve. So, we can only serve, we know, if we communicate, if something unhappy is found, something we think can be improved, opportunity to expand ideas, please feel free, please come forward. So, with those words, I really like to offer my respects to these devotees. And offer myself at their feet. I'm available to them at any time to serve with them to help the bunch of Prabhupada's work. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.
And certainly we have to appreciate the devotees who are doing all of the service voluntarily. And introducing them, I'm sure devotees will now also be familiar with them and be able to reach out more. It's my pleasure also now to call Her Grace Vajradasini Mataji, who has been attracted by Bhakti Yoga Society as far back as the 1990s and became a devotee then. In the secular world, she's an actuary. She's a senior manager at a multinational company, and as the governor probably mentioned, she's also in family, a householder, and she proudly says she has an 11-year-old daughter, and she's has been the pujari of in Ketan for ISKCON Ketan for about 10 years. And currently National Director for Child Protection in South Africa and the co-chair of our South African National Council. My pleasure to ask you to address us.
Hare Krishna Prabhu. Hare Krishna devotees, peace, acceptance, and service, all glories to Srila Prabhupada, all glories to the holy appearance and salvation of Lord Nityananda Ram. Thank you, Govinda Prabhu, thank you, devotees, thank you, Srila Krishna Prabhu, for all the kind words. I'm indeed humbled to have been given this service. It's my good fortune to be allowed to serve amongst the South African Yatra. Just a word of gratitude to the outgoing chairperson of the South African National Council, His Grace Swami Damodar Prabhu, who has led the community so well over one of what has been our most difficult years of 2020. To serve after His Grace Swami Damodar Prabhu is indeed greatly beautiful, but thankfully I don't have to do this myself. I share this along with Prabhupada Prabhu, as well as the rest of the executive committee that Prabhupada Prabhu has introduced. 2020 has indeed been a greatly challenging year, and as a community of devotees, we face these challenges with a great spirit of dedication and selfless service. We're now going to play a short video. It's just 2 minutes long, to reflect back on some of the memories of Srimad Srimati. Let's take a listen.
Thank you. Thank you, Papa.
Us being away from physical association of each other and our beloved deities in the respective temples, many of us lost loved ones, but it was a year that brought so many opportunities. We had a December book marathon by telephone, hundreds of students in Vashikashi online, countless hours of japa being chanted together. I can personally attest that this was the year I had the most association with my beloved Gurumaharaj. And with many devotees that ordinarily I would never have had association.
The upcoming year brings much uncertainty. We know that there's danger at every step, but at the same time, we must get it prepared. We know to look forward to, we now look forward to the year of transforming the Yatra, to be more inclusive and to take our preaching to greater heights. Take today's program, for example. Yes, we had a few technical glitches, but we learned. It's our first national festival, bringing the entire South African Yatra together to celebrate. Yes, temples are now slowly opening up again, and you'll start associating them with the members. Some might not be comfortable to return, but we need to take necessary precautions. But programs such as this will bring us together as a community. So on this auspicious appearance day festival of Sri Nityananda Ram, we can beg for his blessings to give us strength as the South African Dutch together to continue to serve Srila Prabhupada's movement, especially at this year being the 125th appearance anniversary of our beloved Srila Prabhupada. We can try to do something really good as an offering to Srila Prabhupada. I look forward to serving with everybody throughout this year and getting to know the world better. Thank you. Hare Krishna.
Thank you very much, Dr. Vivasini Maiti. We also wish you all the best in your service together with the Bhagavad Prabhupada and also take assurance from what you mentioned about the devotees. Try to return to some degree of semblance because we are missing all of that. And at the same time, being cautious as the protocol dictates. So we look forward to the day we can all come back again to the temple. Big kirtan and festivals. In the meantime, let's wish you so well. And overseas this time in South Africa. It's my pleasure now to introduce His Holiness Bhakti Chaitanya Swami Maharaj. And we are very fortunate Maharaj is based here in South Africa. And I travel other parts of the world, and we feel also a sense of security when Maharaj returns here to South Africa, the country is giving us this shelter. His Holiness Bhakti Chaitanya Swami Maharaj initially served as the GDC in 1998, and then took on the position of GDC again in 2008. This is the international chairmanship of the international GDC. And he is now again appointed as the chairperson of the GDC. We are very fortunate to have such a senior devotee in the special office guide us in South Africa. Maharaj is also the chairperson of the GDC of South Africa. He is very much world renowned for his astute scholarship and teaching of scriptures, and as you see in the short clip, Maharaj has, I think, single-handedly brought together one of the largest enrollments which has been reached of over more than 500 people in the last few months. Very, very interesting and attractive course for the devotees of the English of the convening to offer to the world. The course is continuing at the moment, and I'm sure it will continue in the future. Maharaj, may I please ask you to kindly address us all as the keynote speaker for Nityananda Sayanasi 2021.
Hare Krishna. Thank you very much. Yes. So let us begin with some prayers. Nama Om Vishnu Paraya Krishna Krishna Bhutale Shamati Bhakti Vedanta Swamini Tinamane Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pacharne Nira Vishesha Shunyavadi Pastyachari Shatarne Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadha Shivas Adi Gaura Bhakti Vrinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Vanchakalpa Charulyascha Kripa Sindhu Vyavacha, Pranidhanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Sri Nityananda Prabhu Ki Jai. Sri Panchatattva Ki Jai. Gaur Premanande. How nice to be here with you all this evening. Let's see, having this thing right on the side. Maybe you can move it up in the front. See, there's nobody there in the front. Yes, so, very sacred occasion, and it's one of my favorite occasions, the appearance day of Lord Nityananda. Because Lord Nityananda is such a special personality in our tradition. Just at the beginning of our program here, we were singing the song Nitai Pada Kamala, Koti Chandra Shushitala, Ye Chayai Jagata Jurai. And among other things, this song by Srila Narottam Das Thakur, it says that the lotus feet of Lord Nityananda, the lotus feet of Lord Nityananda are a shelter where one will get the soothing moonlight, not only of one, but of millions of moons. This material world is a very feverish place, and increasingly so. And people are running around, people don't know what to do, and they're trying to do so much. But basically what happens is they become more disturbed and agitated. And there are different material plans for peace and for happiness and contentment, they're really not working at all. So Srila Narottam Das Thakur says that what we need to do is take shelter of Lord Nityananda, because Lord Nityananda is carrying the mercy of Lord Chaitanya. Lord Chaitanya is Patita Pavan. Lord Chaitanya is the deliverer of this world in the Kali Yuga through the process of Sankirtan, chanting the holy names of the Lord. But we see in Lord Nityananda that he understood that mission of Lord Chaitanya. He understood very clearly that mission, and he dedicated himself wholeheartedly, more than wholeheartedly, just absolutely dedicated himself to fulfilling that mission of Lord Chaitanya, which in essence means, as Narottam Das Thakur says, to soothe the hearts of the conditioned souls, which are just otherwise just too agitated. Where will I enjoy? How will I enjoy? Why did I not enjoy previously when I tried to enjoy? Now I will make a better plan for enjoying more. And ideas like this are driving the conditioned souls. But only through the mercy of Lord Chaitanya can they achieve some happiness, peace of mind, and satisfaction. But Lord Nityananda is so special because he understood the mission of Lord Chaitanya. And he worked tirelessly to distribute that mission of Lord Chaitanya, even to the extent of approaching people like Jagai and Madai, all of us here are familiar with that story of the deliverance of Jagai and Madai. I'm not really going to go through it in detail this evening because it's just so well known. But nowadays the people are, they tend to be all like, so many at least, like Jagais and Madais. And it was really only through the intervention of Lord Nityananda that Jagai and Madai, they became peaceful, they became real human beings, and they became free from the horrible nature that people have in this Kali Yuga. So this is Lord Nityananda, his lotus feet give shelter, soothing shelter of millions of moons, not just one, but millions of moons. Moons are famous for cooling, but Lord Chaitanya cooled like millions of moons. So therefore Narottam Das says, if the world wants to have real peace, it should take shelter of Lord Nityananda. If a person doesn't take shelter under the shade of the lotus feet of Lord Nityananda, it'll be very difficult for the person to achieve anything, what to speak of, to approach Radha and Krishna. So if one, particularly if one wants to approach Radha and Krishna, one has to go through Lord Nityananda in this age. Through Lord Nityananda, in this way, getting the mercy of Lord Chaitanya, then being able to approach Sri Sri Radha and Krishna. So there are a couple of stories I wanted to tell, to just bring out these points. First is not actually a story, it's the words of great Vaishnava Srila Vrindavan Das Thakur, who in different places in his Chaitanya Bhagavat expressed his faith, his confidence in Lord Nityananda and the ability of Lord Nityananda to give him happiness, solve his problems of life, and to give him the potency to overcome the cycle of birth and death and go back to Godhead. So I want to read just a few verses right now, where Vrindavan Das Thakur expresses very nicely his faith in Lord Nityananda, and at the same time, through Lord Nityananda, his faith in Lord Chaitanya. It's very exemplary for us as aspiring devotees. So he says, Lord Nityananda is very close and dear to Lord Chaitanya. These glories of Lord Nityananda are sung in all the Vedic literatures. If one does not recognize his identity as a devotee of, well, if one does not recognize Lord Nityananda's identity as a devotee of Lord Chaitanya, then even though he may be respected by the whole world, he is worth no more than a straw to the learned Vaishnava assembly. Lord Nityananda introduces himself saying, I am Lord Chaitanya's servant. He is always in this mood of a servitor, and only by his mercy one develops love for Lord Chaitanya. All detriments in spiritual life are overcome by worshipping Lord Nityananda. The greatest hope I always cherish in my heart is that Lord Chaitanya is the Lord of my Lord, Nityananda. O Lord Chaitanya, kindly offer me the shelter of the lotus feet of Lord Nityananda, who as Lord Anantashesh is holding this universe. I am able to sing the glorious life and pastimes of Lord Chaitanya out of my love and attachment for Lord Nityananda. My Lord Nityananda is always desiring the best for the world. Lord Nityananda knows no other designation other than being Lord Chaitanya's servant. And only through serving Lord Nityananda can one become eligible to become a devotee of Lord Chaitanya. As by Lord Nityananda's grace, I can know Lord Chaitanya in truth. Similarly, to fully comprehend the truth about devotional service, one must receive the blessings of Lord Nityananda. Lord Nityananda is very dear to all the Vaishnava devotees. Everyone can receive from Lord Nityananda entry into the path of devotional service. Somehow, if by chance someone disregards Lord Nityananda, then Lord Chaitanya himself condemns him to eternal suffering. The full glory of Lord Nityananda is very rarely known. Even the great yogi and exalted Vaishnav, Lord Shiva, does not know Lord Nityananda's unlimited potencies. So Vrindavan Das Thakur, of course, he's famous for his extreme dedication to Lord Nityananda. But on this occasion of the appearance day of Lord Nityananda, I want to appeal to all of you devotees sitting here in the room with us in Radharadnath Temple, devotees in other parts of South Africa, devotees in Russia, Hindi speakers, Bengali speakers, devotees in Lithuania, devotees even in China. I want to appeal to you all, please try to comprehend or try to cultivate the comprehension of who and what is Lord Nityananda. He is a very special link in our line, very special link in our chain, in our parampara, connecting us to Lord Chaitanya, and then in this way to Sri Sri Radha and Krishna. It is a very important part of our understanding in Krishna consciousness. It's said that that demon who Lord Ram would kill, Lord Krishna might spare his life. And that demon who Lord Krishna would kill, Lord Chaitanya might spare his life. The classic example in that regard is Kamsa, who in very dramatic way was killed by Lord Krishna. But when he appeared as the Chand Kazi, Lord Chaitanya spared his life. All the devotees were coming, thousands, tens, even hundreds of thousands, to destroy the Chand Kazi. But Lord Chaitanya pacified them, preached to the Chand Kazi, and basically made him into a devotee. And this Chand Kazi was Kamsa previously. But it's said that that demon, those demons who Lord Chaitanya would kill, Lord Nityananda would spare their lives. But not only spare their lives, he would give them Krishna prema, accept them into the assembly of the devotees, and give them the perfection of life, pure love for Krishna. So this Lord Nityananda is really a most special, special person. And these prayers of Vrindavan Das, of appreciation for Lord Nityananda and his role, his status, his position in Krishna consciousness, and his relevancy to us, it's very important. It's very important, it's very beautiful, and it's very, very wonderful. So on this day, we should really try to take to heart that from this day on, I will try to give some more special attention to Lord Nityananda, appreciating him, taking shelter of him, glorifying him. And if we do this, this will please Lord Chaitanya. We will get a lot of mercy from that. So, a couple of pastimes. How about one of my favorite pastimes? The first meeting. It's an evening for technical hitches. Okay, I want to tell the story of the first meeting of Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda at the house of Nandan Acharya, which is just down the road, kilometer or thereabouts, from our temple in Mayapur, Chandradoya Mandir. And I'm going to recite the pastime. But before I do that, I want to read to you, it's just one verse, it's a blessing, Phalastuti, it's a blessing from Vrindavan Das Thakur to all of us who are hearing this narration, this description of the meeting of Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda. So here it is. I'm telling you that this blessing comes at the end of the narration, but I'm telling it to you before, just so you can be ready and geared up and focused. So here it is. Whoever hears of Lord Nityananda's arrival in Navadvip will attain a great wealth of spiritual love. Anyone who hears the account of the first time Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda saw each other becomes free from the bonds of repeated birth and death. Please bear that in mind. So the story is, Lord Nityananda had been in Vrindavan. In Vrindavan, there are two main places of Lord Nityananda in Vraj Mandala. One is in Vrindavan town, not far from the Radha Damodar temple. It's called Sringavat or Nityanandavat. Vat meaning tree, a type of banyan tree. And it was under that banyan tree that Lord Nityananda lived. Plus also where Krishna decorated Radharani before. But Lord Nityananda lived there under the same tree, absorbed in remembrance of that pastime. So it's Nityanandavat or Sringavat. And the other place where he spent time was in Radhakund, on the, what is it, southern side. It's the southern southern side, or yeah, like that, of Radhakur. There's his Nityananda Baitak, the sitting place of Lord Nityananda, where he spent time. So when Lord Chaitanya started the Sankirtan movement, Lord Nityananda was out there in that Raj Mandala area, and he had been waiting for Lord Chaitanya to start the Sankirtan movement, and then Lord Chaitanya started it. Some Harinam Sankirtan in the streets, culminating in the great Harinam to the house of the Chankazi, and the nocturnal kirtans in the courtyard of Srivas Thakur's house. So Lord Nityananda, when he understood the time was right, he returned from Vrindavan to Navadvip, or he went there. And when he arrived there, he stayed in the house of Nandan Acharya, who was one of the great associates of Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda, who descended from the spiritual world. Yeah, if you just walk down the road towards the boat ghat, they call it the Hula ghat, if you just walk down there on the left, one of the Gaudiya Math temples, that's the Nandan Acharya Bhavan. Yes, so he was staying there, just dressed like an avaduta, in whatever was there to cover the body, chanting Hare Krishna day and night, sometimes roaring with ecstasy. And his face was so beautiful, defeating millions of moons. We read about millions of moons cooling. So his face, the beauty of his face, defeated millions of moons. Lord Nityananda's teeth defeated pearls. His eyes were large and red. And his long arms, Vrindavanas Thakur says, reached down almost to his feet. That's a sign of a great person, that they have long arms. Interesting point. So one day, so this had happened. He had come and he was staying there, but he was not interacting with anyone. In fact, basically no one else knew that Lord Nityananda was there, just Nandan Acharya. Otherwise, Lord Nityananda was not going outside of the house, wasn't interacting with anyone. So one day, Lord Chaitanya told the devotees that he had had a dream of some amazing person arriving in a grand chariot with blue clothes and turban. This is the color of Balaram, blue. And this is the color of Lord Nityananda. As Krishna wears golden dhoti, Lord Nityananda wears blue. So Lord Chaitanya said, yes, I had a dream of some amazing person arriving like this in a grand chariot. He had a club. In his left ear was a colorful earring. So, in the dream, Lord Chaitanya said, in the dream, this person was going from door to door, asking the people, is this Nimai Pandit's house? No, no. Next door, is this Nimai Pandit's house? So he was going around like that. And in the dream, Lord Chaitanya told the devotees, in the dream, Lord Chaitanya himself asked that very extraordinary person, who are you? And the person looked at him and said, We are brothers. We are brothers, and tomorrow we will meet. So then, Lord Chaitanya, having told the devotees like that, Lord Chaitanya went into the mood of Balaram and started calling out, "Bring me madhu! Bring me madhu! Bring me madhu!" Which some translators, "Bring me wine." But madhu, you know, madhu is a sort of generic term for something sweet. But there's madhu drinks. And yeah, Lord Balaram, he does like that. Yeah. So then Lord Chaitanya said, "So, this person is here somewhere. We must find her." So he sent out Srivas Thakur and Haridas to find this person. He didn't say who the person was exactly, but just that he's a very great person, and he said, "He's my brother." So Lord Chaitanya ordered Srivas Thakur and Haridas Thakur to go out and find him. And they searched and searched and searched, but they could not find this person. So Lord Chaitanya then said, "Come with me. Come with me." So Lord Chaitanya took the devotees to that house of Nandan Acharya. They entered, and there they saw Lord Nityananda. Now we must bear in mind, of course Lord Chaitanya understands, but the other devotees don't really understand who is Lord Nityananda, who is this person. So they saw Lord Nityananda, and Lord Chaitanya offered obeisances. The other devotees offered obeisances also. Then Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda just stared at each other and became stunned, just looking at each other. Then Lord Chaitanya came back to external consciousness, but Lord Nityananda did not. So Lord Chaitanya told the devotees, "I know what we must do here to rouse this person." Because Lord Nityananda is just in this, he's not in external consciousness. And Lord Chaitanya told the devotees, "Recite Srimad Bhagavatam, 10th canto, chapter 21, verse 5. 10:21:5. I'll just read the translation. "Wearing a peacock feather ornament upon his head, blue karanikara flowers on his ears, a yellow garment as brilliant as gold, and the Vaijayanti garland, Lord Krishna exhibited his transcendental form as the greatest of dancers as he entered the forest of Vrindavan, beautifying it with the marks of his footprints. He filled the holes of his flute with the nectar of his lips, and the cowherd boys sang his glories." This is such an extremely beautiful verse. "When Lord Nityananda heard this verse, he fainted." Lord Chaitanya told Srivas Thakur, "Chant it again. Repeat the verse." So Srivas did. He chanted the verse again. Then suddenly, just as Srivas Thakur was finishing the verse for the second time, Lord Nityananda roared, jumped into the air, and then just fell to the ground. And the devotees thought he had broken his bones. He rolled on the ground, tears just pouring from his eyes. One moment he danced. One moment he slapped his arms. Then he jumped. And then back and forth doing all these things. As this was going on, Lord Chaitanya and the devotees just wept in ecstasy. No one could hold him still. So then Lord Chaitanya understood. He had to intervene. So Lord Chaitanya grabbed Lord Nityananda, grabbed him in a strong embrace, and Nittai became still. So, immersed in the highest love of God, they just looked at each other and cried. They cried so much, the earth was flooded with their tears. So then Lord Chaitanya glorified Lord Nityananda. So he said, "Everyone can see that you are the personification of the great treasure of pure love for Krishna. Millions of sins and illusions cannot stay with a person who attains even half a sesame seed's worth of association with you." Sesame seeds. Very small. Someone who gets little bit of association with Lord Nityananda, millions of sins and illusions are just cleansed away. And Lord Chaitanya said, "I know that Lord Krishna will deliver me, for he has given me your association. I'm very fortunate to see your feet. Anyone who worships your feet will attain a great treasure of pure love for Lord Krishna." So they had been trying, Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda had been trying to take the dust from each other's feet. But they couldn't do it. Neither could do it. But now, Lord Chaitanya, having spoken those prayers to Lord Nityananda, Lord Chaitanya grabbed some of the dust from Lord Nityananda's feet and sprinkled it over all the devotees. So then Lord Chaitanya asked Lord Nityananda, "Where have you come from?" And Lord Nityananda said, I was on pilgrimage, but everywhere I went, the deities were gone. I asked the people where Lord Krishna was, and they said, he's gone to West Bengal. Therefore, I have come here." So, as Vrindavan Das Thakur said, whoever hears of Lord Nityananda's arrival in Navadvip will attain a great wealth of spiritual love. Anyone who hears the account of the first time Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda saw each other becomes free from the bonds of repeated birth and death. Shall we continue? Shall I read another pastime, you think? One more. Yeah. Let me just read what is, it's practically my favorite pastime, really. It's Lord Nityananda delivering the dacoit Brahman. That's such a story of mercy. It's inconceivable. Let me just locate it here. Uh, All right, so this is now, this is when Lord Nityananda had returned from being with Lord Chaitanya in Jagannath Puri. After Lord Chaitanya took sannyas, then Lord Chaitanya ordered him to return and to preach the Sankirtan movement. Okay, so there's a phala stuti here too. There's a phala stuti. Oh, my brothers and sisters and mothers, please worship Lord Nityananda. By his mercy you'll attain Lord Chaitanya. Anyone who hears this story of Lord Nityananda will someday meet Lord Chaitanya, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Anyone who, with an attentive heart, hears this pastime of the dacoit's deliverance will someday see Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda. So Vrindavan Das begins, that's it right at the end, right at the end. He begins the description by saying, please hear how Lord Nityananda delivered the most fallen. So in Navadvip there was one Brahman, son of a Brahman, who, according to Vrindavan Das Thakur, had no equal amongst the thieves. He was the worst. He was a Brahman in name only. His heart was filled with evil. He was the commander of an army of thieves. There was no mercy in his body. He always happily stayed among thieves. So Lord Nityananda, he had come back from Jagannath Puri and was conducting the Sankirtan movement, just fully immersed day and night in the Sankirtan movement. And also including the Namahatta movement. But Lord Nityananda, when he would go out on Harinam Sankirtan, he was not like us when we would. Do you remember when we used to go on Harinam Sankirtan? I have some vague memory. Sure. Yeah. So when he went out, it was very different. He would wear extremely opulent clothing and jewelry. He wore glistening necklaces of gold, pearls, and coral, and necklaces of gold, earrings, bangles, anklets, all solid gold encrusted with gems. Just, you know, most fantastically valuable jewelry. And he'd go out on Harinam. And also extremely opulent clothing. And he'd go on Harinam. And he would chant and dance like a madman, is putting it mildly, with all the stuff on him. So this dacoit would see him in the streets when the dacoit with his dacoit friends were moving around and considering who they would steal from next. So concealing his desire to steal all the jewelry of Lord Nityananda, that dacoit joined the Harinam party regularly for a little while before they actually struck or tried to strike. He would join the Harinam party with Lord Nityananda. Of course, Lord Nityananda understood this because he is the super soul. He knows everything. So Lord Nityananda at that time was staying in the house of, do you remember, Hiranya Pandit? Jagadish and Hiranya Pandit. He was staying in the house of Hiranya Pandit. And I think Jagdish must have been staying there too. Yes, so it's a little bit like on the edge of the town, something like that. So Hiranya Pandit, he was a very poor man, and he had very simple residence on the edge of the town. He had no material possession. But Lord Nityananda decided to stay with him. So the dacoit Brahman met with the other Brahmins and said that, O my brothers, why should we be unhappy any longer? Mother Durga has brought a great treasure house of wealth to a place nearby. On the limbs of this Avaduta Nityananda are many ornaments of gold, pearls, and diamonds. There is nothing like these ornaments. What is the value of all these ornaments? I do not know. But Mother Durga has put them all in one place. Now they're all in Hiranya's house. In half an hour, we will rob them all. So they took their swords and shields and went out there, armed with swords, daggers, and tridents, and waited at a place just nearby. And they sent a spy ahead to let them know when was a suitable time. So Lord Nityananda was eating while the devotees were having kirtan. And the devotees were wild with ecstasy. One devotee roared like a lion. Another made a sound like thunder. Another tasting the nectar of love for Lord Krishna wept. Another clapped his hands and loudly laughed. So the spy came back and said, the Avaduta is eating, and everyone is awake. And so the dacoit Brahman said, let them eat. When they're asleep, we'll attack. So as they were sitting under a tree, under trees, waiting, they were discussing. One of them said, the gold bracelets and armlets are mine. Another said, I will take the pearl necklace. Another said, I will take the earrings. Another said, I will take the gold necklace. Another said, I will take the silver anklets. Their minds were absorbed in these thoughts. So then by Lord Nityananda's wish, the goddess of sleep, Nidra Devi, she moved amongst them. She entered into their association and put a veil over those thieves. Immediately they all fell asleep. they were all unconscious until the dawn came. So the whole night, hours, they were just sleeping. The crows crowed and they awakened. One of them said, "You fell asleep first." Another said, "You slept very soundly." Another said, "Why should we quarrel? Today, Goddess Durga rescued us." So the dacoit Brahmin said, "Let one day pass. We didn't worship Goddess Durga before we left. That's the reason why this happened. Tonight we'll worship Durga. We will offer her meat and wine. Then we'll come to the same place." So they did that. They offered these things, cleaned their weapons, dressed in black clothing, and left. The night was very dark. They saw gigantic armed guards guarding the house. They were giants. They were powerful and ferocious. Their weapons were raised. Each of those giants had the power to kill 100 dacoits. They had flower garlands around their necks and sandal paste on their limbs. Again and again they chanted the Sankirtan of the holy names. So the thieves again turned away and went back home. So then they were discussing, "This Avaduta is a great sage and philosopher. I've heard this from many people. He has great knowledge. He can protect himself. We saw those guards. I don't think they were human beings. I think this Avaduta is a great mystic." But then another thief said, "I think you're a fool. How can anyone who eats as he does and decorates himself as he does with fancy clothes be a great soul?" So, okay. So then, shortly after, a few days later, they decided, "Tonight's the night. We are going in." So, all right. So, one night, after a few nights, the thieves returned. So, they were hiding behind trees. Then, at a certain time, they all came running out to attack the house. By the Lord's arrangement, great clouds appeared from nowhere. The darkness was blinding. The night was very fearsome. Then every thief became blind. No one had the power to see. Each one of them felt that his mind, intelligence, and breath were under attack. Some of them fell into a ditch and were ferociously bitten by mosquitoes and leeches. Others fell into a garbage pit and were ferociously bitten by scorpions. Others fell among thorns, and their every limb wounded by the thorns, they had no power to move. Another fell into a canal, his hands and feet broken. He wept. Others burned with fever. every thief felt terror in his heart. Then at that moment, Lord Indra sent a great rainstorm to that very place. So hailstones fell on their bodies. They could not save their lives. Everyone was plunged in an ocean of sufferings. Some became dizzy and fell down. Forgetting who they were filled with terror. Their bodies trembled from the freezing cold. Now blind, the thieves had no power to see. Attacked by the freezing rain, they were on the verge of death. So, suddenly, the Brahmin dacoit understood. This Nityananda is actually the Supreme Personality of Godhead. I have made terrible, terrible offense. Yes, in truth he must be the Supreme Lord himself. One day he bewildered us and made us all fall asleep. Another day he showed us these very powerful guards. Still I didn't understand. I'm a great sinner. Everything I do is bad. In my heart, I wanted to rob the Supreme Lord. So, who has the power to throw me into all these calamities? Lord Nityananda is my only shelter. I have no other shelter. So then he meditated on the lotus feet of Lord Nityananda. And with great love, he came rushing in to the house, calling out, "Save me, save me. O Nityananda, O cowherd boy Krishna, O master, O protector of all living entities, please save me. You forgive all offenses. You are merciful to the fallen. I have killed many Brahmins and cows. O Lord, no one is a greater offender than I am. Still, even the greatest sinners may find shelter in you." So like this, the chief dacoit, he took shelter of Lord Nityananda. And all the other thieves, they came in also, it seems. Meanwhile, Lord Nityananda sat down and placed his merciful glance on those fallen souls. Again and again the Brahmin roared and thundered with ecstatic love. He was not an external consciousness. He wept. The Brahmin, gazing at Lord Nityananda's glory, the Brahmin danced. "Save me, Lord Nityananda, purifier of the fallen." So like this, the Lord gave him mercy. The Brahmin dacoit explained his situation, who he was, what had happened. "Simply by thinking of you, we all escaped the tortures of Yamaraj. How great is your glory." So, Lord Nityananda said, that if you had not attained the Lord's mercy, How could all these things have happened? How could they have happened if you were not a servant of the Lord? Lord Chaitanya has descended this to this world to purify the fallen. Listen, Brahman, if you commit no more sins, I will accept all your karma. Give up violence, theft, and all misdeeds. Do them no more. Chant the holy names of Lord Hari. Then you can deliver others. Go among the thieves and criminals. Bring them all to the path of religion. Speaking these words, Lord Nityananda took the garland from his own neck and placed it around the neck of the dacoit Brahmin. Grasping Lord Nityananda's feet, he wept and wept. O Master, purifier of the sinners, please give the shelter of your feet to me, a sinner. So then, the Brahmin dacoit became a devotee, and he started a special program of preaching, as Lord Nityananda had directed him, to all the thieves and criminals and dacoits of Bengal. He was the biggest dacoit of all. He was the biggest. He was the worst. And he would go with his dacoit friends to all the dacoits of Bengal, knock on their doors. They would open their door and say, oh, it's him. You know, what's he going to do to me? But the dacoit Brahmin would tell them, chant Hare Krishna, yes, sir. Become a devotee, yes, sir. Join our Harinam party, yes, sir. So in this way, he developed a huge Harinam party, which became a subdivision amongst the followers of Lord Nityananda. There were different groups. So they were the dacoit Vaishnavas. Yeah, they became famous for their kirtan, heavy kirtan, powerful kirtan. And people would hear them coming. Boom, boom, boom. Heavy kirtan. And the people would know, here come the dacoit Vaishnavas. Yes, so they did amazing preaching. So anyone who, with an attentive heart, hears this pastime of the deliverance of the dacoits, will someday see Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda. Hare Krishna. Shri Nityananda Prabhu ke. Shri Nityananda Prabhu ke. Shri Nityananda Prabhu ke. Go Premanande. So that's all from this side, from us. Some heavy kirtan. Okay. Heavy balls.